It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today's show is all about the health benefits of pet ownership. That's right, own a cat, own a dog, own a bird, whatever, I don't care, own a pet. Later this hour, we're going to have on with us a very famous veterinarian, Dr. Jeff Werber. You probably have seen him. He's been all over. He's been on all the major shows. He's the vet to the stars. He's had his own show. But today, he's going to be right here with us on the Staying Young Show. Okay, number one question, dog or cat?
Sugar glider.
There's a story in that. All right, Dr. Anderson.
Dog.
Dog? Yeah, I'm a cat person. So I thought it. How many pets have you owned in your life? Or do you own one right now?
Yeah, we have a cat, actually.
It's your wife's cat, right?
No, I claim it's our cat. She's a good cat, but...
Yeah, you totally sold her out.
The world is coming to an end. You've been browbeaten by your wife to claim ownership of a cat.
Uh-huh, you own five, honey, so just be quiet.
The cat claims ownership of you.
That's true.
Okay, so, I mean, the cat has claimed me because she'll come up
and jump. Does she bite you? Like, give you little love bites?
Playing, yeah. But she comes up and jumps in my lap and sits there or... she and I have our little morning routine because I'm first up and she lets you know if she needs to, well, she wants fresh water. She doesn't like drinking the water that's already in there. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. That just reminded me of something. Before Walter and I were married, he was in this apartment and I got him a cat and he had a routine with his cat.
Yes, we had breakfast together with
honey bunches of oats. Suddenly the
and cat. I would pour a bowl of cereal for myself and one for Mickey the cat, and Mickey would stand on the chair, put his paws on the table and eat out of the bowl on the
table.
With me. I mean, it was company.
Yeah, until
unbeknownst to me his fur fell out. We didn't know why his fur fell out. We took him to a vet dermatologist
named
Dr. Garfield. Like Garfield the cat.
It's true. All of it. It was
and
like
Dr.
a gazillion
Garfield
dollars later.
Gave us heck for feeding the dog honey bunches of oats since oats are known to make cats' fur fall out.
Yeah.
Who knew? That was a very expensive bowl of cereal.
Well, we've had a lot of cats. We love Maine Coon cats. And then we got this dog, Buttercup. Buttercup, by the way, is a male.
He's very secure in his masculinity.
He's a mess. I wanted to get rid of the dog only for the 100th time. Now he's really old, and I really want to get rid of him. So I told Walter, I'm going to put an ad on Craigslist, and it's going to say, old dog has lost half his teeth, blind in one eye, deaf in one ear, and doesn't listen out of the other. And if anybody will take the dog, we can get rid of the dog.
They might think you're talking about your husband. But we know that's not Dr. Gammon, so. I mean.
Dear old Dr. Gammon was not too happy with me for saying I wanted to put an ad out to get rid of the dog.
I can't imagine getting rid of the dog. He'd look at me with those
Buttercup
eyes.
Buttercup eyes. One eye.
I mean, I just can't
possibly
imagine.
His other eye doesn't
imagine
see you at all.
Thing about pets, you get attached to them, and of course, medically, we all actually do better. We're less stressed when we have a pet.
Honestly, that's true. So the truth about owning a pet, whether it's a sugar glider or a cat or a dog or a bird or whatever, is that pets do enhance our lives. I mean, it's the God's honest truth. And there are a lot of things pets are doing that there are no other ways to have it done. For example, the therapy with our soldiers. A lot of children that are ill. And there are a lot of great things that pets can do that a human touch can't do. And we can't, not address that. So the important thing. Anybody going to comment on this? Is this getting a little too fluffy for you?
No, I mean, no. I think it's the evolutionary biologists. It goes back to man evolved with pets right beside them. They were part of their culture.
And that's true.
They served a purpose. And so we still need them for a purpose. I mean, they were protection. They used them in hunting. So animals have been, they kept our food stores clear. So, I mean, you had the barn cats. And so they have served a purpose throughout the modern man in the last two millennia's survival.
Yeah, and dogs are good protection. My daughter.
Not all dogs.
My daughter.
Just saying.
My daughter in Boston has an Australian border collie mix, and a burglar once made the mistake of breaking into the house and ran out the front door after this huge, enormous 55-pound dog started attacking it.
Then you got Buttercup.
That's great protection. So that's one up on dogs over cats right there.
And then you got Buttercup, who runs out and bites the trash man's pant leg. All you think is, great, we're going to get sued by the city. Okay, that means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is something that we find in the news that's either shocking or we're shocked that it made the news. So this new research is out of Dartmouth, and it shows that we know how we build trust. They actually looked at the brains in action and found that trust is built upon reciprocity and social interaction. Perhaps this is why we're talking about pets, why pets and dog owners and cat owners have trust between them. Because it seems like, that you pet your animal comes running and loves on you. In Dr. Anderson's case, the pet comes and sits in his lap. But when it comes to, like, humans, the study wasn't on pets. But when it comes to humans, I mean, you could also see why some marriages fail or some communication breakdowns happen and then the family starts falling apart. Because you have to have that back and forth. So, okay, on that note, I got to ask you, Dr. Anderson, if somebody texts you, do you send a reply? No, you may not coach him. Be quiet.
Somebody texts me.
Okay, so your wife, Amy, she did text you something.
Uh-huh.
Do you say, okay, got it, or something?
Respond, acknowledge it, yes.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's called reciprocity.
Yeah, just to
That's called building trust.
Okay, but then you can be my daughter who doesn't know how to cut the conversation off. So
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, if you say...
Oh, no, he did not.
I mean, if you just say, got it, then she's, it's another comment. And then it's like, got it, another comment. It's like, stop now. So
yeah, or you can always put last tag.
Yeah.
That means that don't respond. Please don't respond. All right, so if you haven't already done this, go on Facebook, look us up under Stay Young Media Group. Tons of great information there, links to things we talk about on the show, tons of stuff. And of course that website, stayyoungamerica.com, where you can find things about the vitamins and everything
else. Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain and your need for a quick and minimally invasive solution. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in the Tenex procedure. This small but powerful instrument breaks up scar tissue and removes it through a tiny puncture wound. The entire procedure only takes about 15 minutes. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551 or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so coming up, we've got Dr. Jeff Werber. He's a veterinarian to the stars, and we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of why pet ownership is good for you and good for your health. And like I said, why you need to own a pet. Now, you've seen this guy all over the place, seen him on all the major shows. He is definitely the vet to everybody. So he's going to be your favorite, too. Dr. Jeff Werber is coming up in just a second.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results.
That's where I get my mammo girls. Go get them checked out.
All right. In line with our topic today, we have the article that deals with why do human friends, but not pets, make people live longer?
Oh.
All right, so you'll love this. This All is from right. the International Society of Anthrozoology.
Okay.
That's a nice big A to Z.
Who knew?
Right. And, you know, we're well aware of that, you know, if people have more social interactions, they tend to live longer. And then there's all these benefits that we're going to hear about being pet owners. But ironically, having pets, even though they reduce stress, et cetera, don't improve longevity.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
what's the proof for this, doctor?
Yeah.
Well,
let's hear what you say, because I think Dr. Werber's going to tell you that's wrong.
They do have studies that show, for example, that pet owners are more likely to survive heart attacks.
Yes.
In a recent report, working group by the American Heart Association concluded that dogs may convey some protection to their owners from cardiovascular disease. But they say that pet owners, on average, do not seem to live any longer than non-pet owners. And that was out of the same study from American Heart Association.
That's only one part of the body.
So we'll get his take on this. He may have more updated. This is 2013, I believe. Yes.
That's right. That's 2 years old. That's ancient. All right, Dr. Werber, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. All right. So got to know this. Did you always want to be a vet?
Ever since my parents, ever since I was five, that's all I ever talked about. So I was kind of like, had the blinders on going through school, never had to worry about what I was going to do when I grew up, because I knew what I was going to do when I grew up, and I'm doing it. So, yeah, for me, that's how it was. I think for many veterinarians, that's how it is.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, look, I like to say, we're usually not doing it for the money, let's face it. Anyone practicing knows that.
I don't know. I just got a vet bill the other day, Dr. Werber. I got to disagree with you on that one.
X-ray, $187. We're like, man, you could x-ray the whole human body for that.
The human x-ray, the abdomen, $20. My dog, $187. I mean, there's something wrong here.
But we have... You have insurance for people. We don't have insurance for pets. There is. It's out there. But only, you know, in Europe, I think in Sweden, the numbers came out, 60% of pet owners have pet insurance for their pets. In the U.S., I mean, you know, let's face it, we're probably the most advanced as far as veterinary care, and 1% of pet owners have pets. And yet, they all complain that, the cost of goods are too high and services are too high. Well, then get pet insurance.
So you think pet insurance is good? I've been thinking about getting that.
Oh, it's one of those things where you're going to need it the most when you don't have it.
Yeah, that's true,
So it's either you're going to either self-insure, which is a possibility, or get pet insurance.
Think about if we had insurance when Buttercup got hit by the paper boy. By the way, that's how our dog is now blind and deaf. But that would have been great because he was in the little doggy ICU for 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sure, and very expensive. No,
yeah.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
Is. But the cost also, you know, many of us, it's not just renting an office in a doctor's office building. You know, we have to have our own pharmacy, our own ultrasound machines, our own x-ray machines. Everything is digitized.
Sounds like our office.
Our own dental x-ray because, you know what I mean? So and 40 employees.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty expensive to run a hospital.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So,
To help alleviate all my stress, I have 11 pets at home. So just
okay, what are your pets?
I have 5 dogs, 2 Labradors, a Labradoodle, 2 French Bulldogs, and we have 6 cats. All mud cats, all rescued.
Oh, we have Maine Coons. I love our Maine Coons.
One of my cats recently, we had to put to sleep in March, was a Maine Coon Norwegian Forest Cat Cross. He was 22 pounds of fluff and love. He was the greatest.
Those are the 2 best breeds right there.
They're great.
So I'm going to advise you strongly, never get a sugar glider for your house.
Oh, yeah. I might agree with you on that one.
We're going to have to tell that story before the show's over. All right, so you are the vet to the stars. Who's got the cutest animal?
No, they all have great animals. You know, it's funny. I tell people that. I don't know how that name came about. You can't practice in L.A. and not have celebrity clients. I mean, it's unless you're practicing in some mall 40 miles out. You know, most of us have our fair share of celebrity clients. And, you know, interestingly, as these celebrities become bigger celebrities, you don't see them as much anyway because they have people that do for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm surprised sometimes when some of them will themselves walk into my office. And it's great. And one thing about working with celebrities, when it comes to their pets, it's like all those thick walls are just dropped.
Yeah.
And they are just normal, like you and me. They love their pets. They're concerned. Fortunately, many of them are in a position to care for their pets a little bit better, as far as have the financial wherewithal. But overall, it's great working with them. And they don't have this attitude. I mean, so many times you read these stories, you hear stories in the news about certain celebrities that have these attitudes when they go out in public. But when they sit here in the waiting room with me or in the exam room, they're just normal, regular people.
Yeah, we've seen several celebrities.
What's the most exotic pet?
That's a good question.
That they've brought in.
You know, I would say, you know, look, most of my practice now is dog and cat.
Yeah.
So if they have, some of them will have, you know, more wildlife.
Like iguanas?
Iguanas, snakes. Remember Slash? From Guns N' Roses.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, you know, he was into snakes and really weird stuff. But I'd say most of the pets that I see are going to be pretty much the dogs and cats, occasional bunny, occasional hamster, guinea pig, but not a sugar glider.
Bring him into your practice.
I even see some ferrets, but even the ferrets are illegal.
Oh, they're illegal? Where you are?
In California.
Oh.
But with the new laws, I can treat one. I don't have to report it, but you're not allowed to own one. So people get them from Las Vegas or from, you know, Nevada next door where they are legal, but there's some issues with...
They stink.
Yeah, oh my God, if you don't descent them, they stink pretty badly.
Oh, yuck. So, all right, you need to do a rebuttal to Dr. Anderson here, who said that pets don't make you live longer, but you disagree.
Well, whether or not they live longer is a tough one. They live happy. Now, I've heard statistics that seniors that have lost a spouse that own a pet will live 5%, 5 years longer on average than the typical senior who loses a spouse without a pet.
A friend of mine,
Dr. Marty Becker, wrote a book, The Healing Power of Pets, and he has a lot of these statistics. I mean, you know, we know that, first of all, pets are natural mood enhancers.
Mm-hmm.
They have constant companionship. They have a sense of purpose to get up every morning. So especially people that typically suffer from depression and isolation. So whether or not they're going to live longer, who knows, whether or not they're going to have a better quality of life, I think clearly they do. Now, also from the Heart Association, pets that just by petting a dog or a cat or an animal, your blood pressure drops.
So everybody that has high blood pressure we see as patients, we need to say, get an animal.
Get a pet.
Yeah.
Lowering cholesterol, I'd say that's also known. They have lower cholesterol. Get the Labrador instead of the Lipitor. I mean,
I like that.
It's gonna boost the heart health. And I have a statistic here that the American Heart Association does note a link between living with pets, especially dogs, and reduced risk of heart disease. And also that the National Institute of Health did a study on heart attacks, and that the people that are living with pets that are at risk will have, though they may still have that heart attack, but it won't be as serious or severe.
I read that study. They're less likely to die.
Better survivability, yep.
And they have decreased blood pressure, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels as well. So, there was one research showed that there was a long-term benefits of cat ownership.
Oh, good. Let's hear that.
Also with heart protection. A 20-year study, those that never owned a cat were 40% more likely to die of a heart attack than those who had lived with a cat.
Hmm.
So, you know, I think it's that's important as well. Also, we know with kids that grow up in households with pets actually suffer less from allergies and asthma and have fewer cold and ear infections than kids that do not.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk more about that, because I think that is a really important statement you just made. I got to give a shout out to the military. So the military, you guys, you gals, you are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for all that you do, and your families. We know that it doesn't just take the soldiers, but it also takes the family of the soldiers. Keep downloading those podcasts, because we can see where you are and where you're downloading them from, and just glad to give you a little piece of home. And speaking of podcasts, if you haven't already, hit the button podcast on your phone or go on your computer and download Staying Young Show 2.0. You'll get not only the shows, but you'll also get a free medical minute. It's a health tip about a minute long every single day. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you suffer from tennis or golfer's elbow, knee pain, Achilles tendonitis, or plantar fasciitis? If so, we understand your pain. You need a solution that will get you back to normal and pain-free as soon as possible. At Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our physicians are highly skilled and trained in many procedures, including the new FDA-approved Tenex procedure. This small but powerful instrument uses high-frequency vibrations to break up and remove that scar tissue. Once the damaged tissue is removed, the body can start to repair itself. The entire procedure takes about 15 minutes, and the very tiny puncture wound is covered with just a small bandage. That's right, it's microsurgery. The Tenex micro procedure is much less painful and has a much shorter recovery time than traditional surgical procedures. This is just one of many innovative treatments available at Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call Irving Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today at 972-438-4636 or visit IrvingOrtho.com. That number again is 972-438-4636, where excellence in orthopedics keeps you moving.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at stayyoungamerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's stayyoungamerica.com. 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, don't forget, Dementia Defender's coming up at the end of the show. Dementia Defender is your chance to win a free... That's right, doesn't cost you a thing. Free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And we keep track of who plays and how many they get right. And we're actually going to have a showdown with a couple of our really good players coming up. So keep playing, keep answering. If you get it right, you give us all your information, we'll send you out a free copy of that book. All right, so we're back on with Dr. Jeff Werber. He is an amazing veterinarian, and he's here to talk about the health benefits of pet ownership. Right before we went to the break, you said something which I love, because I've been saying this forever, that if you get rid of your animal because your kid has allergies, you're just not doing them any favors. I've always believed if you keep the animals in the house, it's just like getting allergy shots. You're giving them a little bit of doses, and then they're not allergic anymore. Is that true?
I mean, I think so. You know, people say that the allergists, especially, say that many of us will outgrow our allergies, which
right.
is possible. But I think that the constant, the infusion, if you will, of the allergens coming from the pet, like the dander comes from a cat, which is the FLD1 antigen, that we are getting that low dose all the time. So it's like getting a shot. I mean, as a kid, I tested positive for dogs, cats, horses, sheep, goats, and cows.
Now you own them all.
And right, and going through vet school, I was a wreck. But when I got my first cat, it took me about a year of a little bit of misery. No, you know, obviously it was walking around with tissues all the time. But now I have six with zero problem.
Well, that's good, because they'd be really bad if you were a vet and allergic to all these animals.
Tell me about it. So I think that having pets, and the allergists are showing that having kids growing up with pets will potentially decrease allergies and asthma. I think that's important to note. Also, you know, there's studies about depression. And as they say, don't be surprised if you're sitting with a therapist and basically prescribes a poodle instead of the Prozac. Because they show that people living with pets, they're getting unconditional love, that it helps with depression as well. So I think that's a, you know, right there. I would tell people, hey, why put yourself on drugs? Get a dog.
What do you get in place of Adderall? Because I heard it helps ADD too.
I don't know, but I will say that obviously it helps people stay active. People that, you know, here's a great statistic for you. All right, we know that about 50% of dogs in the U.S. are overweight. Okay, and the chances of an overweight puppy growing up to be an overweight dog are also huge. And interestingly, 75% of obese dogs and cats belong to owners who themselves can lose a few.
Yep.
So I say, why not get yourself, I don't look at the owner in the face, in the eye when I say this, but I'd like to, but say, hey, it's so important for the dog because all the diseases associated with obesity to get your dog in shape. I think it's great for both of you to get out and enjoy each other's company. What I really want to say is, hey, buddy, you need to get out there.
There's a reason your dog's fat.
All right.
But that way, in fact, you know, it's interesting how many veterinarians, it's been discussed and studied, are afraid to talk about obesity, pet obesity, in front of an owner who's obese.
Oh, give me a break.
Because
we have to start talking about it.
That the owner knows that they're talking at them.
Ugh.
And I said, don't worry about it. Just you got to do what's right for the pet. And here's another good one, that kids with ADHD, all right, and are having trouble in school actually do better with pets. So I say, get the terrier instead of the tutor. These kids will perform better. They score 5 points better minimum on average on their IQ tests, and they score better on their tests, their school tests, if they have pets in the home.
I read an article about MIT. These kids were all getting suicidal, and they were really stressed out because the college level workload is just incredible. And they started allowing pets in some of the housing, and they saw that go down. I thought that was a great thing that they did. And I wish more colleges would appreciate pet ownership. And
I get to be the bad guy here.
Okay.
This whole the comfort animal deal. Basically, he's just said anybody and everybody would benefit from having their pet with them all the time, which means next time you go get on the airplane flight, there's going to be a zoo on the airplane.
There already is. What
right.
are you talking
and
about?
And it's like, where do you draw the line? I mean, I get patients come in and say, will you write me a letter saying that I can take Fluffy on the plane? Why? You know,
blind?
Disabled? Is it a service dog? No. But I get a little anxious flying, and, you know, she makes me feel better. I was like, well, tell the stewardess to give you two vodkas and leave the dog at home, you know?
I
get that all the time. People call me and they ask me if I can write a letter about so they can have their. I say, time out. All I can do is vouch for the health of the pet.
I'll write a letter for your dog.
You probably get these. The dog will be stressed out if he's put in, you know, underneath, right?
Correct.
And they say, I don't want Fluffy all stressed out because she's put in a cage underneath the plane. So can you write a letter that
do
she
you
can
do
ride
those
the
letters?
Plane?
No, well, we can, no, we...
He's in Los Angeles. He has to do it.
No, everybody has their own jet.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. No. I mean, all we could say is that it's healthy. I mean, if there are a lot of airlines, just so you know, that certain times of the year especially will not fly the brachycephalic breeds. Those are the breeds that have the little pushed-in faces, the pugs, the Bostons, the bulldogs, the French bulldogs, pit bulls. A lot of airlines won't fly pit bulls at all.
I think that's a good rule.
But they are afraid because of the breathing issues and the stress that dogs may experience going underneath, that they'll their throats will close up on them. And they've had, you know, sometimes I think there's an over representation of deceased pets that have not made it through the fights that were of these brachycephalic breeds. So now they're very, very sensitive, especially during the summer. Especially when animals might be left on the tarmac a little too long in the heat. So they are trying to cover their own hides as well. And therefore, it might be best if someone has to fly their such pet, they take the pet with them in the cabin.
Now, let's talk about therapy animals. I know a lot of disturbed teens are put into equestrian horse therapy. Now, talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's showing them that, and there are programs all over the country now that have the equine therapy programs, and they find people, these kids that either have emotional or physical handicaps, are do better on the horses. What it is specifically from a physiologic standpoint that is affecting these children, I don't know. But I will tell you that the results speak for themselves. And when you interview parents, so it's even if it's a perceived benefit, if it makes the parent happy and the kid seems happy, then why not? But they do show that I heard a great story. I read this years ago of a high school guidance counselor in Minnesota who one day had to bring his dog to the veterinarian and right after school. So the only solution he had, rather than going home and getting getting the dog and possibly missing the appointment, he brought his very well-behaved Labrador to school with him that day. Well, that particular day, one of the appointments he had was one of the students that was a total introvert, barely would say a word, was picked on by other kids, could never get this kid to open up. So his dog is sitting in the corner. He's sitting and talking to this particular boy. And his receptionist, his secretary, called him out of the office for just a second. He excused himself, and he purposely left the door ajar. And as he's about to walk in the office, no more than 2 minutes later, the kid is sitting on the floor, petting and talking to the dog, more conversation than he ever had with the high school guidance counselor.
Hey, yeah, I believe that. My cat was the best therapy growing up when my parents got divorced. My cat knew everything. I remember, seriously, I had a cat named Herman. I talked to him about all that stuff, and I think that was so helpful. Every night I'd cry and tell the cat all my woes, and that cat was so sweet.
I know, and so the PS is, the guidance counselor now brings the dog to class, to school every day, and he's now become the school mascot.
Did you write a letter?
Really, right, and it's really helpful for these kids. So I think there is a benefit. I think, you know, kids that have issues, often feel they're being judged. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to open up for fear that they're exposing themselves. Well, there's a certain comfort in talking to a vet. You're not going to be judged.
Yeah.
They're going to love you regardless.
That's so true.
And I think that's where we see a difference.
Well, Dr. Jeff Werber, you've been absolutely amazing. By the way, I forgot to tell you, but we're out of time. I want to ask your opinion. I really want an alpaca.
Yeah, you know, I said no.
I you know, it's funny. I was in Lima not too long ago, and they show cute pictures of these little animals in restaurant windows, and you realize you're eating them.
That's just
a guinea pig. I mean, I can't imagine.
That's awful.
There are a lot of alpacas in Peru. That's I mean, they make great sweaters. You don't have to kill them.
They're so cute. I saw a show on it.
Yeah, really.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jeff Werber. All right, so grab a pen. When we get back, we're going to have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Don't forget, download those podcasts. Go to your podcast app on your phone or go online and find the podcast for Staying Young Show 2.0. You can listen to the old shows, but you can also hear Medical Minutes every single day. A new tip, Stay Young Medical Minute, just for you. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part, most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at StayYoungVitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so we're back, and this is your chance to grab your pen, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, because coming up, your favorite part of the show, Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Now, remember, when you get the riddle, you got to call us, give us your name, your address, and the correct answer. That's how you win the book. We don't even charge you shipping. We'll send it out to you. So this has been a great show. We've been talking about health and wellness when it comes to pet ownership and the importance of pet ownership.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today we have Katie Wade out of Southlake, Texas. Katie, first thing we have to ask you, do you own a pet?
Yes, I do.
Oh, and do you think that pet makes you healthier or does that pet drive you crazy?
Well, a little bit of both, I would say. That little dog, we've had him now 11 years, and he still thinks he's a puppy. So he brings a lot of joy into our life in terms of his enthusiasm and desire to play. However, I will say that when he has an accident, I want to tear my hair out.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. The older dogs, yeah. And then if they still have the energy of puppy and they got the older issues, oh.
You know, there should be a nursing home for old dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Know?
That is a great idea.
Great business model.
Oh, we have to start one of those.
Good luck with that.
You know what, Katie Way, would you put your dog in a doggy nursing home if we put our dog in there to keep it company?
Well, I would say maybe like a doggy daycare. I'm not sure if my kids would go for the whole nursing
home. Oh, they can go
thing.
They can go visit him.
Just make them clean up the mess. They'll change their mind.
I need to save money for my own nursing home.
No, because we're going to keep you young and healthy and keep you out of a nursing home. All right. So Katie Wade's a listener of the show. You know how it's played. The doctors are going to go back and forth with questions. If you don't know the answer, just make up something funny, because we're all just here really to learn. So don't stress out. Nobody gets them all right. Well, a couple of people did, but no pressure.
All right, Katie. This is a gender-specific question. What's the average number of menstrual cycles a woman will have in a calendar year?
I'm going to say 10.
13.
No.
There's 13 lunar months in a calendar year, average length of cycles, 28.
Right.
That's
right.
Okay. That's okay. Here we go.
Okay, number two question, the old two-step here, the old paso doble. What percent of the population is left-handed? I'll give you a multiple choice. Is it 5, 10, 15, or 20% are left-handed?
I'm going to say 10.
That's right.
Woo-hoo! All right.
That's where the word sinister comes from. All right, number three. The hormone that one takes, or that one actually will build up when exposed to bright light in your own brain, that helps you fall asleep at night. What's the hormone that you can take as a supplement, or that will build up naturally in your brain when exposed to light, that helps you fall asleep at night?
It's either serotonin or melatonin, and I'm going to go with melatonin.
Yay!
Good choice. That's correct.
All right. Two out of three.
That's pretty good. She's smart. We should keep her around.
Yeah. Okay, very important for women. What is the substance in the skin responsible for elasticity that keeps your skin youthful? What is the substance in the skin responsible for elasticity or keeping you youthful?
Well, I would have to say collagen.
That's right.
All
right, she's on
smart.
A roll. All
you
right.
know, we should go back and see how many women got more answers right than men, because I think, with the exception of our one guy out of Irving, David, just gets them all right. Okay, here we go.
All right, fifth and final question. Tendons connect muscle to bone, but what connects bone to bone? Tendons connect muscle to bone, but what connects bone to bone?
Boy, that could be a trick question here.
Nah, just think logically. When you hear an athlete, they tore a...
I'm going to say that it would have to be either some sort of like bursitis or a ligament, but since bursitis doesn't seem like it would be the obvious choice, I'm going to go with ligament.
Nice.
Very nice. What a comeback.
Jeez. Way to articulate the logic.
Okay, we're going to send you out some vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. You did a fantastic job, Katie Wade. Thank you for
Yay.
Playing with us.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, she was fun. She was
she
good.
She was.
All right, so now I have to get my political correctness story, and we have a physician
okay.
I'm talking on this pet stuff, right?
Okay.
And so he wants to have his dog at his office, and he has another. He doesn't have any problems. He just wants his dog at his office. But to pass OSHA and for all that stuff, he does need a note, should they inspect. So he's got a note from another physician saying that
his
it's a comfort
buddy
pet.
Down the hall.
Right, pretty much. And then he says that he needs this dog to help calm him so that he can improve his golf game. So the dog rides with him on the golf cart when he goes to play golf. You know who I'm talking about?
No, you can't say nothing.
I'll tell you later. But at some point, the line in the sand, or else everybody's going to be taking their pets everywhere, and I don't want to get on an air flight and have it look like a frickin' zoo.
All right, so I was thinking, let's see, do we have time for this, Jim? Okay, I was thinking that we should maybe tell the sugar glider story. You've brought it up so many times. And this is when your spouse says, honey, I think we should get a...
Yes, Judy was at an exotic pet show and called me pleading to let her purchase a sugar glider, not knowing what a sugar glider was. In a moment of weakness, I agreed to it. Now, sugar gliders are from Australia. They sort of look like small squirrels, but they have webbed arms, so they actually fly or glide from tree to tree. In Australia, they're shot and exterminated as pests.
Rats.
but in North America, they're considered exotic. Now, the sugar glider, when they're babies, you have to carry them in a pouch, just like a kangaroo carries the Joey in a pouch. You have to carry it in a pouch around your neck everywhere.
They're so cute. You feed them little things, and they eat their little hands.
Breakfast time, you put little grapes out, and they eat the grapes right in front of you with breakfast. Very, very cute. But if you remember the movie Gremlins...
Well, wait, this is only because our good sugar glider got replaced.
Our good sugar glider died,
yes.
So we had to get a replacement sugar glider.
Big mistake.
They did come with a money-back guarantee, so you got another sugar glider. This one was the one, like the gremlin, you put water on it. It becomes an evil monster.
Sugar glider from hell.
So one night at 2 a.m., I hear a commotion in our house. I barge out of the bedroom.
Naked. No, you have to add this part. I barge out of the bedroom naked,
and here our cats, our Maine Coon cats, they're about 25 pounds each, are cowering in fear over this about 2-pound sugar glider.
It's not 2 pounds, it's like 2 ounces.
So I got out. I chased the sugar glider.
Naked.
And I cannot catch the sugar glider. Then I realized that I have certain parts of my body that could be damaged in this endeavor. So I go back to bed and tell Judy, you take care of this. And I went to sleep.
But the funny thing was the sugar glider went up the stairs and glided off the into the living room. It was a nightmare. It was an all-night affair with the sugar glider.
Eventually, we donated the sugar glider to our school. But Dementia Defender doesn't have to worry about sugar gliders. Dementia Defender swoops in himself with his cape with the double D on it, and he is here. Mark, are you ready for this week's riddle?
Ready.
Okay, Judy, are you ready?
Yep.
This is a good one. It's a short one. It has to do about swallowing. What can be swallowed but can swallow you? That's right. What can be swallowed but can swallow you? Sounds
all
like
right.
A horror movie.
It does.
It does. Send in your answers.
All right. So call us 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Or you can go online at stayyoungamerica.com and click the Dementia Defender answer, and you can fill it out there. Here's the deal. The only way to get the free copy of the book, one, is to get the answer, right? But two, you have to tell us who you are and where to send the book, because if you don't tell us where to send it, we can't send it out. And the books are completely free if you get them right. So don't call and say, yeah, I'd like that free book, and hang up. You got to tell us the right answer. Tell us your information. But I really enjoyed this show. I love talking about pets, and I thought it was a fun little topic.
It was fascinating.
It's not the way it started off when you came in here giving your vet story of recounting the...
Oh, my gosh. The vet bill was insane. I'm just thinking... You know,
see, there's the deal. Maybe we should have help him start a show, the Stay Young Animal Show.
I think so.
A new branch, you know, the Stay Young Animals. Slip them a little resveratrol in the feed every day.
All right. Well, we really enjoyed talking to you. Don't forget, go on Facebook. Look us up under Stay Young Media Group. Always tons of information there. And the studies we talk about are also linked there. So we'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300. Or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.